This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say Aurora and Denver police were involved in a fatal shooting this morning while trying to apprehend an armed man allegedly involved in a carjacking in Denver. Authorities say five Denver officers and one Aurora officer opened fire on the suspect. The case will be reviewed by the Adams County DA and Denver's Office of the Independent Monitor. Governor Polis has ordered the National Guard to help provide cyber defense for upcoming elections. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Colorado's National Guard is already deployed to help with the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic, but now they'll also help secure elections online. Authorities say the cyber operations will help monitor networks during the primary next week and in the general election in November to prevent cyber attacks, and also to help state law enforcement better talk to one another during any potential problems. The Guard has done similar work in the past, securing the last seven statewide elections. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A judge ruled today that Denver International Airport must pay Adams County more than $30 million for noise violations. The Denver Post reports that the judge ruled that the airport did not properly monitor airplane noise and thus violated a long-standing agreement between the parties. Adams County and nearby cities say DIA underestimates the impact of aircraft noise on residents. 83 in Denver, 72 in Vail. It is 90 in Grand Junction. There is a pretty good chance of rain for much of Colorado tonight. This is CPR.